Good morning. I'm Wildlife Conservation Officer Tate Anderson, and welcome this morning. Today I have Kyle Lenzner with me this morning. How are we doing today, Kyle?
I am doing good today.
Good. Glad you could make it this morning. I know we've got a little bit of snow in the forecast here and there. I know they're talking on Sunday, probably quite a bit, a little bit more snow added to our snowpack before it gets warm anyway. So it's been pretty cold lately, hasn't it, Kyle?
Yeah, I wish it would go back to what we were getting there for those few weeks there where we were up in the 30s, 40s. I mean, that was sure nice to be out there fishing. Didn't even need an ice shack. Just stand out there and
stand in the open, right?
Yeah.
Didn't have to worry about your holes closing back up again right away either.
Nope. So. It was more like that normal spring fishing, but yeah. In January.
Oh, yeah, in January, the January midwinter thaw. And now here we are in February, and it's gotten a little chilly again, but you know, looks
still
like
not too bad out
not,
there.
Not bad. It's tolerable. Ice conditions are still probably pretty decent for the most part, I would say. Still use caution, of course, wherever you go. But if you stick to the main paths that everybody else has been staying on, I think everybody's been doing okay out there. So.
Yep.
But the ice does vary quite a bit when you're running around out there, so use caution still. This past week, we had our first Hunt Safe class, and it ended on, Tuesday night, and everybody graduated. We had 28 students, and it worked out real well. That was in the old city auditorium. Now we've got next classes that you can get registered online for, but they'll be located at the new Watertown Middle School. And if you don't know where that's located at, that's up near that Northridge addition up there on the east side of that, kind of up where they're building that new wellness center as well up there. So we're going to give it a try up there. The next class will be April 7, 8, and 9 are the dates for that one, and more details online. But there'll be 6 to 9 p.m. for the first two nights, 7 and 8 of April, and then the 9th will be 8 a.m. to 3 p.m., and that'll include some, you know, the final testing and getting out to the range and doing some hands-on and some shooting. So that will be the class one. Class number two coming out a little later will be August 4th, 5th, and 6th. And again, both of these, we're going to have them located at the Watertown Middle School there, and that'll be in the Commons area, so hopefully that'll work out real well. We won't have to put up with the basketball noise and stuff like that up above in the gym. I know this last week they've been having leagues and stuff there, but that's the stuff you have to deal with, you know. But looks like if you have any other, if those classes don't work for you, you know, don't worry. There's still other classes available around the area. So
A couple in Clark County. They're both in August. They're middle of August to the
Are
end
they?
Of August. Yep.
Okay.
Those are going to be located on the online. They're on the same places here. All you got to do is just click on what county you're interested in, and they'll pop up on there. And
yep,
just click on it. It'll give you all the details for the class where it's at, and you can see if you want to register for those classes. But those aren't the only ones. Hamlin County's on there. I mean, all the surrounding counties around Cottington should all be entered online now.
Yeah,
so.
Even the other region. I know Brookings, you know, some people use Brookings, you know,
yep,
and get down. They have quite a few classes, too. So, get out there. Get out there now. Find out what works for you. You must attend all the days of the class. That's set. So if you get into a class, make sure you can attend all of the class, not just a day or two here and there. You still have to attend all the class, got to attend and have all the minimum hours in order to graduate that course. So
yep.
So
on with that, then we do have some applications that are coming up here. A lot of these are, you can find quite a few of these in our office. Some haven't come out yet, I don't think, but for the most part, most of these are already out. Yesterday was the close of the spring turkey for both Custer and for around here, the prairie season.
Yep, that ended Friday.
Yep, that application ended yesterday. Then also the Francis Case paddlefish applications were due by yesterday as well. Coming up, the next ones that are going to be coming out are on April 15th. That's the archery paddlefish. Also, we will have the special buck is April 15th. And then the ones after the next one that's not too far behind that would be May 20th. That's all your elk applications. All those will be due May 20th. And also the paddlefish snagging license for the application will be due May 20th, along with bighorn sheep and mountain goats. So those will be coming up here. I'm not sure if all those are out yet, but they should be coming out here within the next month or so.
Yeah, I haven't seen the hard paper copies, but, you know, it never hurts to check online, too. And once, you know, make sure you get it ahead of those deadlines. I mean, that's what you really want to get in.
So, you know, we're just making you aware not all those applications are out yet, but just making sure that you keep up on that and don't want to have you miss one of those deadlines. So
the only one you've missed so far is spring turkey, right?
Yep. Well, the spring turkey and then also the archery paddlefish.
The archery paddlefish, yep. So, but
yep, those are coming up.
Still time. And, you know, we do have a list of those. Also, if a lot of you have been attending the farm show this past week, I know today's our last day of the farm show, and if you want some more information on that too, stop on by. Absolutely. And we can,
and we'll have it at the office there too. So
yep. And if you can't make it there, 882-5200 is our number, so call anytime, ask questions, so we can get you those answers.
Speaking of deadlines, also tree stands, those are coming up here in the next couple days.
Yeah, that time has really slipped away, so make sure you get out there. And if you got a tree stand out on public land, make sure you get that removed. February 15th, later this next week, is the deadline to have them off. So
also, fishing licenses, those were due here, all licenses were here last weekend.
Yeah,
that was the last weekend, I don't even know if it was last, it was
January 31st is when they're done.
So about a week is about how long you've needed the new license now, and so just remember that if you haven't gotten your new one, if you haven't been fishing or been out since January 31st, make sure you got your new license before heading out the door.
The plan is to head out this weekend, make sure you get that license, so.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely.
Also, we've been getting quite a few calls at the office about the spring late goose season, the conservation order, and I haven't seen any birds in the state yet, or haven't heard any reports of any birds in the state yet. It's a little early, but the season will open here this coming Monday. So
February 15th it opens up and goes till May 3rd, and it's statewide. It's the conservation order. No changes on anything, but we do have the pamphlets out now, so stop
on
by.
We do have some of those out at the Farm and Home Show.
Yep.
Like Tate said, today's our last day, but if you're out there, you can pick up one of those pamphlets. Otherwise, we will have them out at the Watertown office there where you can get them.
Yep, absolutely. So that's for the 2016 Light Goose Conservation Order. Now, what do we got going on as far as an outdoor report, Kyle? I mean, fishing's been kind of hit or miss in most areas. So
I know over by me, Dry Lake number one north of Clark there, they are pulling up a few walleye and perch. It sounds like they still got to do quite a bit of searching, but they are picking up a few perch and walleye up there. Dry Lake number two, same thing. It's kind of hit or miss. Sounds like guys are catching a few walleye and a few perch there as well. Lamb Slough there, still getting a few perch, but pretty slow bite.
Slowed down quite a bit.
Decker Slough there, quite a few guys still heading out there. I know they're still picking up a few perch and walleye. And Casey Slough, it seems like, it depends on the day. It seems like some days there's quite a few guys and other days not too many, but I think they're getting a few walleyes out there. So
I think it varies on day to day almost, but yeah, they're able to get some walleyes here and there. So
also up by Reed Lake there, I know they're getting a few perch out there along with some walleye, and once again, it just depends on the day. Indian Springs, sounds like they're getting a few walleye and perch out of there as well. Not quite as good as it's been in the past, but it's another one of those hit-or-miss ones. It just depends on the day you go out. Cottonwood guys have been doing real well up there for northern and occasional perch every once in a while, but northern fishermen sound like they're doing pretty well up there.
That sounds like it's the epicenter if you want to get some pike to pickle or something.
And then Swan Lake, not too much for activity out that way.
No, pretty slow on Swan.
How about here in Coddington County?
Well, you know, we got Compesca right here outside of town. It's been slowing down a little bit, but they're still able to give up some panfish and some walleye mixed in the bunch there, a little bit of crappie action here and there. Pelican Lake, it's been real slow and quiet this winter, but Wolf Slough continues to, again, hit or miss on some perch. Some days you go out there, you can't hardly mark. I mean, you'll mark fish, but you can't get them to bite. And other days you'll go out there and you'll have some pretty fair success. So, but overall, it's slowed down a little bit. Grass Lake having a little bit of pressure, mostly towards the evenings. Guys have been rolling out there and attempting to get some big walleye. There are also potential for big pike on that lake as well. Dry there by Florence, a little bit of angling traffic there again this past week. Guys getting out there, a lot of reports of some smaller walleye, but there are some nice ones in the mix, and there's also some nice perch to be had on Dry Lake as well. Goose has been busier this past week, a few anglers getting some good action in with the walleye and the occasional nice perch there. And Blythe is slough by Long Lake there has slowed down quite a bit this past week, but the perch they're catching, they're a little bit on the smaller side now, and you know, there's always the potential there to get a nice walleye every once in a while. And on Long Lake, starting to see some more angling pressure this past week on the north end there. The bite is still slow, but anglers are reporting some nice perch and occasional walleye on Coddington, or for Coddington in Long Lake there. But what do we got going on up there in the Day County? I know Bitter Lake is always busy, so there's got to be something going on up there.
Yeah, it sounds like Bitter Lake, quite a few guys are still going out. It sounds like this last weekend, it sounds like things slowed down a little bit, but guys are still catching a few walleye up there. It seems like the best luck is still that first daylight and last daylight seems to be the best time to be going. It sounds like the guys are starting to get a few perch up there, but it sounds like they're having to jump around and find those fish.
Seek
as well. It's not a fast and furious bite, but they are getting a few if they search for them. Wabase seems to still be going. Anglers are spreading out a little more. They're finding a few perch, few walleye, and some northern pike. It seems like they're having the best success in that 20 to 30 feet of water, so a little deeper
water action,
Pickerel Lake, the crappie and walleye bite has slowed down. Fishermen that are able to locate the fish were catching some pretty nice crappie up there. Enemy Swim, fishing pressure has decreased this past week, but anglers are still able to catch nice bluegills, crappie, and walleye.
Oh, good. Excellent. And down in Hamlin County, we've got 3 buck, a few more fishermen this past week. Still small perch being caught or overall on 3 buck. Fate Slough, not a lot of action happening there anymore. Not a lot of fishing pressure. Lake Ponset, the fishing just doesn't seem to be slowing down a whole lot there. And the lake continues to put out some nice buckets of perch, crappie, northern, and walleye. The crappie seem to be biting a little better this past week, and the walleye seem to be a little bit slower, and the perch remains strong yet. So Ponset's still that epicenter of good ice fishing action. Lake Albert, few anglers this past week reporting a few walleye. The north end of the lake did have some vehicles fall through, so near shore, so definitely be cautious there on Albert. I know that one, the ice can always be shifty and shaky there, and there's always a lot of different heaves, it seems like. So that lake really, I wouldn't trust the ice on it. So if you do go out there, use caution. So.
Yep, and speaking of ice shacks, it's not too much longer, and those are, you're going to have to bring those in and out every day if you're wanting to use them.
End of this month. So.
Yep. So we've been getting a few questions about that, and that's coming up. Like Tate said, the end of this month, March 1st, is after that you'll have to pull your shack off every day. So you got about half a month yet, but.
Yeah. Ooh, ways yet, but even if it's a permanent shack, you can still use them. You just got to come on and off every day, you know. And of course, the portables, the people do that anyway. So just keep that in mind when you're heading out there. And we're getting closer to spring. So, but with that, thanks, Kyle, for stopping on by today.
Well, thanks for having us. And if you're out and about, stop on in at the farm show and say hi and ask us any questions you have.
Yeah, we'll see you out there.